Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 528th Blog Talk show. Be sure to check out all our shows and interviews here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Twitter and on Facebook as Diva of Dole. And we're also on iTunes. And also we've just recently went on to Spotify. So check us out there. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter. I have Jen here tonight. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm at REXJJK at Twitter.
Okay, and also the Diva of Dole, Carrie. You can find her at Diva of Dole on Twitter. She's not able to be with us tonight. And also Anna, who is at CausyHooch on Twitter. And also check out at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, at Killtrip USA, who is Ian Buchanan, and our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka on Twitter. So have you watched the show, Jen? Did you be able to watch all of it?
Yep, I did get to watch it all.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And you watch on, and you're able to watch on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
So do you like watching it on Peacock?
I like it, but sometimes it, stops and starts.
You know what? I haven't had that problem, but my aunt has been telling me sometimes she's on and it goes into another program.
Oh, wow. That's
stops.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean, like, stops and starts? Like,
it'll,
does it just quit?
No, it'll pause on me, and it's like, why are you pausing on me? I did not hit pause.
Oh, okay. Like, it just stops.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she says something that it only plays like partway through and it goes into another show. I said, well, I've never had that trouble, so I don't know. I don't know if it has certain TVs or something, maybe. I don't know, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she was just
complaining,
and sometimes it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watch it on my computer. I haven't figured out how to mute it to my TV yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be why, too. Yeah, but she does watch it on her TV.
Yeah.
Do you have a smart TV?
Yeah, I'm just not very tech savvy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know I have it like so I can watch it on my iPad. I can watch it on my phone if I wanted to.
Okay.
I'm a little like if I'm out somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just wondering. One thing I really like about it is I could watch it anytime during the day.
Yeah.
You know. Or
me too.
According to my it's convenient. It's like whenever, it's whatever's good for your schedule.
That's true. That's one thing I like about Peacock.
Yeah. So, I noticed on Peacock, or I guess our NBC or Peacock, I don't know, they had like little clips of they were playing this game with Deidre and I think Greg Vaughn and, the asking questions. If they can remember, like, which kid did this. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Poor Deidre. She couldn't remember, old storylines and stuff. But, yeah, I just came across that. Yeah. I didn't take any notes today, but I think I can remember some of the things that happened. And we have, with the whole, this election day coming up, we have, Paulina. And she had fired Stephanie because she, didn't come through for her. But Alex did come through for Stephanie. He got the foul without Sloan knowing it. And did you see that in the meme when he's trying to get the foul, Maggie comes to the door with Holly trick-or-treating.
Great thing
and he opens
for
the door. And she sees in through the door. I guess he didn't close it good enough or whatever. And she's asking why that girl's handcuffed to the bed and has a blindfold on.
Yeah.
And Maggie's there, okay.
Okay,
looks at Alex,
we gotta
go. Okay. Yeah. So, and he, so he wants to get that file out, so he asked Maggie then to take the file, so she takes it, you know, with her, not knowing why, but, so then he finally comes and gets it from her. And so, so, this is, she gives it to Stephanie, Stephanie brings it and gives it to Paulina, but we still don't know exactly what it is. I know in the spoilers coming up what it is, but we haven't, they haven't told us, like, what's
told
in the file, but she... And she let Chanel know. And then I think Stephanie asked Alex out to dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess she's
wanting to take him
to
out.
To thank him.
Yeah, to thank him.
So, I don't know. And I think, I'm thinking Chad's going to probably start, you know, it's too early yet, but I think he's liking Stephanie.
Yeah,
so I don't
he's
know
liking Stephanie.
If they're going somewhere with the three of them.
Yeah.
So then we had Alex. So we were debating this on Carrie and I were back and forth on we were texting and wondering, you know, with this whole photo shoot, and Alex is head of Titan. Okay. Now Basic Black is under Demira.
Yeah,
okay, right.
Like, why is Alex
there? Why is Alex there? So Bella Magazine, I guess that's still under Titan, right? But Bella was never on, it was always through Titan, right?
Yeah.
So I guess we tried to figure out, and I guess why I'm thinking why Alex is involved is they're kind of, and I don't think Victor knows it, it's like they're kind of working together. Like Bella owns the magazine and he wants to jumpstart the magazine. So he wants to use Basic Black and the models like to be on the cover. And that would help, it's going to help Basic Black with their business, and it's also going to help Titan. That's kind of like a, it's kind of like a win-win for both of them. He's going to, he's like, you know, using them to get on the cover, and that's going to give them exposure for their fashion line or whatever.
Yeah,
so
not
going to
help Nicole's marriage, but
no, no, because Carrie was thinking she thought Bella was on was under Demira, and I said, not. I'm thinking it was always under Titan.
Yeah, Titan.
And actually, Basic Black was by itself, but then somehow, right? Or was it under Titan and Brady when he came on board? And left Titan, and then it went under Demira. So they change all
somehow
the time.
Somehow Demira got a hold of it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on now. But so now Nicole, they like the pictures, and he saw this, you know, Alex sees this chemistry between Eric and Nicole. And at first he liked Brady's suit. So he tried using Brady.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted them together. Well, that didn't work. So he convinced Eric and Nicole. I have to admit, Eric and Nicole are hot together.
Yes.
I think they're together, but yes. And, of course, Jada, you know, Nicole, she has to tell Rafe that Nicole was at the, you know, looking for Eric and that they were, you know, working together.
Yeah.
Also, does she know that they – she doesn't know that they were doing the shoot together, just that Eric was taking the pictures.
Yeah. Eric didn't know either.
That came as the last minute thing. So we have that. Jade is always stirring the pot, you know.
Yeah.
Telling,
no,
telling,
I can't help
but
like her.
Rafe. Do you like her?
Yeah. I like Jade. I'm not sure
I like her
with Eric. But I do like her.
No, I don't like her with Eric. Yeah.
She has a brain.
I don't like her with Eric.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's got,
I don't know
if they
might try to put her with
Brady.
There's not many brains on the Salem, the police department. Yeah. So,
maybe try with Shen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she can bring something out of Shen.
Yeah. He's always looking like he has that sneaky smile, sneaky grin on his face all the time, smirk.
Yeah.
He's always up to something.
So he's kind of got a little chemistry with Kristen, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a thing there, too, where Kristen is convincing him to hire and bring Chloe on to Demira and out of Basic Black, which he didn't want to do, but she says, like, you know, she's pretty confident with Brady now, you know, but so she knows what happened, so, you know, with Shin being involved, or she figures she can get Dr. Ralph to put her memory back. So so he goes and she accepts, and Brady sounded like Brady was almost ready to tell her why.
Yeah, he won't though.
He just, they're screaming at Brady, "Get ready, get ready, you stupid!" Poor Eric Martsoff. I guess he probably gets so tired of playing dumb Brady all the time.
Yeah. You know, for next Halloween, they should give him a brain.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
He'd be the scarecrow.
Episode.
Yeah. He could be the scarecrow and they could give him a brain. Oh, that would be funny. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
So we have that with Chloe. And then, we have Rachel. She saw Kristen and them fighting and she got upset and then she had a stomach ache because she ate too much candy. So, of course, I can't believe Brady calls Sarah to come over.
I know.
You know, the whole,
like, really?
The whole thing with Kristen and that Rachel was the baby that she had to give back, you know.
Yeah.
But Sarah seemed to be fine with it.
She did it for Brady.
And she came over. Did it for Brady and Rachel, Kristen, and you know, and plus not only that, plus Kristen, kidnapped her and made her think she was Renee and all that other stuff. So she had to deal with that, and then she has to deal with cockroaches because she's living in that hotel because her and Xander moved out because Victor more or less is upset with Xander.
Yeah.
Not having a job and, you know, just so.
Well, then give him a job. Did you give everybody else a job?
Give him a job. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why he's not letting Xander back in to Titan.
Yeah.
It didn't really, did he say? What was just, I don't know why.
He didn't say.
He's not letting him back in. No, he didn't
Like, how
say.
Many chances did he give Philip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then he runs into EJ, and EJ's razzing him and making him feel like crap, you know, teasing him and stuff. I just have the World Series on. It looks like.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
I got it unmuted.
Yeah. He got a 3-run homer used in the head, and I think that's part of the reason I think Ann is all involved in watching it, too. But, yeah, finally, it was scoreless through 6 innings.
I know.
So yeah, he hit a –
He hit
a
bomb.
Were you rooting for anyone in particular?
I think I'm rooting for the Phillies only because there's some ex-Mets there that I really like.
Oh, okay. And I always like to root for the – if it's not my team, I like to root for the underdog.
Yep.
Plus, they're in Pennsylvania, you know. And my son lives there. So –
yeah.
I've gotten to know the city, you know, pretty well. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
I've been through Philly once, and they weren't that nice.
Uh-huh.
At least at the bus station.
Yeah, it's a – oh, yeah. It depends on what part of the city you're in. Yeah. Big air. It's a big city. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big city. Yeah. So – well, anyway, it's like 3-1 now,
Yep.
So anyway, what we were talking about, Xander and Victor. So anyway, so EJ's getting on him, and at the same time, Ava is in disguise.
Because
she's really, she never did leave Salem, and she wants revenge on EJ.
Yeah.
So she's trying to talk Xander into kidnapping Susan, you know, to get back at EJ and to get ransom money for, and then she would pay Xander because Xander's looking for money. Yes. Because he doesn't want Maggie help, anybody helping, you know. He wants to, you know, because I guess, and the whole excuse is that Sarah doesn't have her full-time job. She's on probation and she's only part-time. Even part-time is, come on, part-time is a doctor.
You can afford better
hospital.
Than that.
You can't, you can, exactly, you can afford a better, even that, you know, even just on her salary, I'm thinking they can afford a better place. But anyway, so Xander decides to do it. I kind of like Xander going back to his old. I mean, I like Gray.
Yeah.
I like Xander, like
Gray.
No bad boy. He's doing it for, you know, he's doing. He does sometimes bad things for the right way. Well, he feels for the right reason. You know. So, So, but I'm thinking this could be the start of somehow them breaking up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, you know, have a feeling.
Yeah. I think it's going to end up Xander and Gwen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think if Gwen is staying or whatever, which I guess, Xander went to Jack to ask
but he
for a job.
Hired Gwen.
Well, he already hired Gwen, and he didn't think that was a good idea to have them both working together. So kind of another reason Xander didn't know was going into this. So, yeah, so we have that. And then we had Johnny and Wendy. I kind of like them together.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're working together to prove. I guess she thinks her brother's in on this thing with Stefan and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And they think EJ, well, EJ had nothing to do with the brainwashing, but he knows now. Yeah, right? He knows now, but isn't doing anything to change it. But it was really, no, he didn't do it.
Yeah, for once he didn't do it.
They're trying to prove. No, he didn't do it. But he knows, and he's not saying anything because it's still his advantage. Yeah. So Wendy's, like, looking in through, and she finds out that the pilots that were ex-Demira pilots, there was a plane, and he asked for anybody that's an ex-Demira pilot. So that gets her to thinking, you know, and then Johnny figures it could be that same one that took Abby and out to the island. Yeah, or Sarah and Abby. Yeah. So they're looking into that. And, of course, EJ kind of catches her in there.
Yep.
She makes an excuse. And then Stefan comes in because he hears his name. And she talks to him. And, so we have that. And then we have Stefan running into Gabby because she's waiting for Shin to try their wedding cakes.
Yeah.
And then there was a new girl on there, you know, I think she's just a little extra on there.
Yeah.
She came out. She must work for, I don't know if they're going to give her a bigger part or not, but.
Yeah.
She's
the new employee they had to hire.
Yeah.
Because they're never there.
Yeah. So we have that. Let's see. And Johnny does, you know, Susan always knows something's going on.
Yep.
So he does tell Susan, finally, you know, what's why he's doing it. And then EJ, of course, everybody overhears something all the time. Somebody hears the end of the conversation, so then they have to make up. So Susan just, you know, made up something she didn't say.
Yeah.
You know, I forget what she told EJ, but it wasn't, you know, that Johnny was looking into what, you know, he was doing. So then at the end, Xander comes in with chloroform or whatever, and is dragging her out. So he's process of kidnap. Oh, and then we saw Charlie trying, you know, he came back again in Ava's mind, encouraging her because Trip has been texting her to come back.
Yeah, to Seattle.
To Seattle. Yeah.
Who leaves a crypt open?
I remember watching it saying, how is Ava getting into that crypt? How is anybody getting into the Demira Mansion? I think they made a comment or something about it. About everybody get into the mansion. I mean, everybody comes in through that back door.
Yep.
Back door's always open. That's how Xander came in, through those glass. I think you go out that door and it's in the back, and then it goes to the crypt pit. Everybody comes in that door.
Yeah, that's how
anybody
Lucas
can
got
go
in.
Down. Everybody, Everybody knows where to go into the tunnels.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
And the crypt's always open. Everybody hangs out in the crypt. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know. That's the last place I'd be hanging out.
Yeah, really. Let's see. I'm trying to think. And was anything with Chanel and Allie? I don't think much was going on there.
Not much, though. Chanel was trying to push Wendy for information what she was up to.
Oh, yeah, because she's jealous. She doesn't know. Because she wants to know where the relationship was with Wendy. That's right. And she said, oh, they're just, you know, working together. They're not really. But they almost kissed. Didn't Johnny and Wendy almost kiss?
Yeah.
I thought. Or they kind of were getting close to it or whatever.
Yeah.
There was no, was there Leo? Was Leo on this week?
I didn't see him.
Leo
oh,
and
yes. He was
honey.
In the costume. Oh, was that last week? The donkey costume?
I think that was last week. The donkey. Yeah. And then Paulina. Yeah, we talked about, I think, and then Paulina
hired
him.
Yeah,
but I don't think, I don't think he was on this week.
Yeah.
And I don't think we saw Kate at all either.
No.
Roman.
No Kate.
No
Roman.
John and Marlena. Yeah, it's John and Marlena. Oh, did we have some Marlena? Talking with Brady maybe at the beginning of the week?
Yeah.
With the whole Rachel thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I get like the end of last week and the beginning of this week.
Me too. Don't feel bad.
They did have the Halloween things. Yeah, they did have the Halloween thing, but they had that like even on Friday. Because we talked about Halloween last week. So, anyway, let's see what else. Well, we do have next week, they had previews. Tony and Anna are back.
Awesome.
In fact, they're going to be on Monday. Yeah.
Good.
Because there's a little clip shows them walking in the door. And I think something Johnny and Wendy come to Anna for some kind of help. So I don't know.
Okay.
If she, you know, they're going to get her to help, I don't know. And I think they're on again Thursday, or just Tony's on with EJ. So,
ooh, nice.
So they're back on.
Good.
So I'm trying to think what other. If I heard any other. Have you heard any other spoilers?
I haven't heard any spoilers, but I did see a picture of Carrie there with Sammy and Eric. And I think Roman may have been there too, in the picture.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure how recent
just
that
like
is.
Just like a new picture. Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, you never know when they'll, you know, when anybody will pop back on, you know, Sammy or Carrie or any of them. Then there's a picture, too, with Sierra. She's in the dressing room with Rafe. So I don't know if Victoria's back. Someone says they don't know if she's back because of Day of Days. Or if there's that Beyond, they're doing another Beyond Salem.
Oh, they are.
So she might even be there for that. I heard that they're working on another one, Beyond Salem.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so she could be for that, too. And really, actually, if you think about it, they guess they could do Ben and Sierra together and just have Robert Scott Wilson go back into being Ben. And he could actually play two parts, really.
Yeah.
And say, oh, Alex, you look a lot like Ben.
Yeah.
Because they've even made that reference. But you look so familiar. You look like somebody else we know.
Yeah.
So, if they wanted to bring Ben back, so he could, like, do, like, double duty.
They did with Josh Taylor.
What's that?
In the last Beyond Salem. Yeah. He played Chris.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it would be about. I haven't heard anything like what it's about or anything, but I know Victor was on a little bit. He had his his little dick.
Yeah,
rig.
Cranky.
Little dick at Xander, yeah.
Yeah, and Maggie wouldn't give him any candy.
So, and she kept telling, she wanted Sarah to move back home, and she says, I can handle Victor, you know, if they came back home well.
So,
let's see. Trying to think. I think we covered. There's really nothing more said about, like, Kayla and Steve. Steve on? I don't think he was. They weren't on, no. That's the main, kind of, those were the main stories going on right now. The whole thing with the Chanel thing and or with Eric and Nicole. That's another.
Yeah.
That's a big thing there. They do have Day of Days coming up this Saturday.
Oh, that's cool.
People are talking about that. That's coming Saturday, yeah. Unfortunately, I can't go this because it was so last minute. Didn't even think they were going to have it this year.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully the Diva might still get, sometimes they'll, you know, they do interviews before. They'll get
Diva's going?
Different people. So we might be. Yeah, well, no, we're not going, but they reached out to us.
They did.
To
okay.
ask if, like, during the week, if they set up some interviews with maybe a few of them, you know, we might be able to interview a couple people, you know,
that's
like probably
cool.
through like Zoom or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or phone call or something and do it since we're not able to be there. Yeah. None of the other girls that help us, the other two girls that help us, they can't go either. You know, they had plans or, you know, work or because they didn't think. Like when it got that late, we just assumed, like, geez, we used to find out by now. So, I mean, it is the same weekend that they always have it. So maybe next year I'll just try to keep that in mind and plan for that or whatever. So, it's 4-1 now.
4-1.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be hard to come back from that.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah.
They've done it before.
Yeah. They have. You never know.
Yeah.
Houston has like a stacked team, though. I think they were kind of like the best team in the whole major leagues, I think. So anyway, in fact, Philadelphia was the wild card, so they were one of the, you know what I mean. They weren't even expected to probably get that far. But
the Mets
anyway,
folded. So. They lost on base guy. And then the rest of the team fell apart. They forgot how to hit. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Well, the Pirates did even worse than them, from what I'm thinking. So, their team hasn't been good for a long time. That team hasn't been good for a long time.
You know why? They get good, and then they trade their good players. I feel bad for the Pirates fans.
Oh, yeah, I know. We lose our good players. We have a cheap owner. He's not, you don't want
to
put out any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These
big money market teams. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got better owners.
It's big. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I can't think of anything more that was happening on the show or what's coming up. I mean, it's still, I guess it's getting pretty good. I don't know. It's been better. I don't know. This whole thing with Kristen, too. She drives me nuts.
it gets old.
I don't know what's going to happen there. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, please, are they trying to get Brady and Kristen back together?
Yeah, it's like, no.
Oh, I hope it don't go there.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. I guess I'm like Chloe. I don't know. Yeah. So.
If I had to choose between Brady and Chloe.
Yeah, Brady and Chloe. Yeah. it's kind of getting used to, like, Brady and Chloe, yeah. I just don't want, you know. But Stacy's really, I really like her Kristen and her Susan.
It
really makes you forget about Eileen Davidson, really.
Yeah.
At this point, you know.
Yeah.
Although she's good, too. But I think this Kristen's even, I mean, her Kristen's just so nasty. Unlikable.
Yeah, well, when she was on Young and the Restless, she was nuts, but you fell for her.
Mm-hmm.
You fell for her because of what Victor did to her. You know, he basically drove her nuts.
He
dragged her back to town to sick her on Jack.
Oh, Okay.
Because she was Jack's ex-wife.
Oh, okay. And on Days,
yeah.
Kristen started out as a good good.
Yeah.
As not, you know what I mean? Remember, she was playing on. She was helping with the
her.
Kids and the.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she met. That's how she met John.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she started out as, you know, a good Demara.
Yeah.
And she went bad.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I have issues like with John. I mean, he ruined 2 marriages in 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did not bat
he's
an
like,
eye.
Uh-uh. And Tony was the, I mean, yeah, they made Tony out to be the bad guy, but in a sense he wasn't.
No,
he was the one that got cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Andre. I guess, was he Andre then or Tony? Well, we thought of him
well,
as Tony.
They reconned him as Andre, but when they let him go, Teo got the last laugh. Because he left subtle hints that he was not Tony.
That he was not Tony, yeah. Because he knows to do that. He knows to do that because then that leaves the door open for, then they can bring you back as Andre. Which is, I'm still waiting for Andre to come back.
Yeah, I'll take him both.
So that could be a possibility, you know, because he's probably about the only one that Dr. Rolf hasn't resurrected from that whole thing that was, you know, all those names that were on the thing, you know, Kristen was there and EJ and Sam, you know, who else? Jack. I mean, there's been a lot that have come back. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's still possible. I'm trying to think if I heard anything else or rumors or what's going on with anybody. But
I think
that's about it. No?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have everybody. Well, we get an extra hour tonight, I guess.
Thank God.
It'll feel like a long day. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, at least it's a long day on a weekend.
Oh yeah, that we do it on a weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Mondays are long enough.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm lucky. I'm not working so. Any more days are the same to me. Like, I don't have to deal with work anymore. So that's nice.
That's good.
So, all right. Well, I guess until next week, hopefully.
Yep. Until next week.
Everybody will be back. We'll be back next week. Yeah. All right.
All right.
See ya.
Well,
thanks.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
You too. Bye.